Today in Vienna, the chief United Nations weapons inspector, Hans Blix, announced that Iraq has agreed to allow the inspectors to return to Baghdad and resume their work. But Blix was promptly challenged by the Bush administration. Secretary of State Colin Powell appeared at the State Department late this afternoon to warn Blix not to send inspectors back to Baghdad until the UN Security Council has approved a new resolution guiding the inspectors' work. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Hans Blix, who leads the UN weapons inspection team, has been meeting with Iraqi officials in Vienna for the past 2 days. His mission was to work out at least the logistics for a resumption of regular weapons inspections, and this afternoon Blix announced he had reached a deal with the Iraqis.
The Iraqi representatives declare that Iraq accepts all the rights of inspection provided for in all the relevant Security Council resolutions.
Blix said the Iraqis in Vienna demonstrated a willingness that had not existed before to accept inspections. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said the Iraqis promised unconditional access to all the sites they are obligated to open under existing UN rules. Iraqi officials said they would expect an advance inspector team in Baghdad in about 2 weeks. But the U.S. government is not impressed. In fact, the Bush administration was so determined to downplay the Blix announcement that Secretary of State Colin Powell gave a late afternoon briefing to say he saw no reason Blix should send the inspectors back just yet.
There's no magic calendar as to when they have to go in. They should go in when they have the authority to do their job. We do not believe that they should go back in under the old set of resolutions and under the old inspection regime. And therefore, we do not believe they should go in until they have new instructions in the form of a new resolution.
The current Security Council instructions say the Iraqi regime is not required to let the inspectors visit so-called presidential sites. If the UN inspectors were to go back to Iraq while diplomats are still negotiating a new Security Council resolution, the U.S. and British effort to put teeth into the inspection regime could be severely undercut. The Bush administration wants the Security Council to demand unfettered inspections and spell out consequences if Iraq fails to comply. At the White House today, President Bush said the United States will not go along with any UN action that allows Saddam Hussein, in the president's words, to continue to lie and deceive the world.
We're just not going to accept something that is weak. It's not worth it. It's the United Nations must show its backbone, and we'll work with members of the Security Council to put a little calcium there.
The president is also holding a line in his dealings with Congress over the wording of a congressional resolution on Iraq. The White House version, drafted last month, would have Congress authorizing the president to use all means in Iraq that he determines to be appropriate. Congressional leaders say that resolution would pass, but a group of Democrats and moderate Republicans say a reworded resolution, less sweeping in its authorization, might get virtually unanimous support. An alternative proposed yesterday by Democratic Senator Joe Biden of Delaware and Republican Chuck Hagel of Nebraska would direct the president to seek United Nations support before initiating military action. But President Bush said today he doesn't like that condition.
I don't want to get a resolution which ties my hands, a resolution which is weaker than that which was passed out of the Congress in 1998.
The president will meet early tomorrow with the top leaders of the House and Senate, seeking an agreement on wording for the resolution and using force. Whether an agreement emerges or not, the Senate is expected to begin its floor debate on Iraq as soon as tomorrow afternoon. That debate is expected to last into next week. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.